I went right and beginning to visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Chant one right and beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Channel 1 right, beginning a visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Channel 1 right, beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Channel 1 right, beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73.
Been here.
Not oh. Too long, sure. You mean we got to run into town.
Oh, yeah.
I got about some
of them. I watched
them. Got around them a little last.
Brother, I'm telling you that this keeps feeling good, don't it? Yeah, just a few days ago, we was wanting a fan.
I know it had a fan. Lord help us. Oh, my sister sent me some of her homemade bread. We gonna have some tonight.
Well, let's not go cook no greens or anything. We've eaten greens. Of course, if you're going to fix them for you and Mr. Miles, well, all right.
Well, I'm sure going to fix some, because we haven't eaten today.
Well, we've ate, but...
Miss Mary?
Yes, we ate a snack when we come in from town.
You can't go around eating like that. Guy said, you got to cook sweet potatoes. I'm over there cooking sweet potatoes. Doesn't take me just a minute to cook these. You may not like them, but you just wait and use the station the way I cook them.
What is it, though?
Broccoli.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey. All right. And you?
Hey, this thing is warming up.
Yeah, it's
isn't
beginning
it nice
to warm up in here.
It's thinking, very just about frozen.
I think
you
shed the whole thing.
I just can't stand the cold.
Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't either if they want to.
I can't even go with Marvin when it's cold like this to feed up the cow.
Dang it, they're right going to be all right out of the way.
I want to show you something out here about the way it's dark. It's not dark.
What?
Can't stand the cold air.
Just, me too. Oh, she sent a big Christmas box of stuff, and in it, I thought, well, my gosh, why is it so heavy? I better open that stuff up, because I'm not supposed to open it, you know. And I thought, it's just too heavy. She just couldn't. And I know she loves to bake. So sure enough, this is a bread that she loves to make. And it's a cheese. Heaven. It's a cheese bread. Don't you look at it?
No.
It is really good. I'm going to pick up some slices in it. It's better when it's heated just a little bit. But see, I've had the box since. I don't know, but it hasn't been cooked. It keeps. And,
don't know which I could do with that.
Well, I do too. I've got
make all kind of nice things like that.
I've got the recipe, and it's really not hard, except to just take that. You know, anything takes a little time. We'll just cut it off as we need it. And,
no, this is great.
Well, you didn't get it.
Golly, that's delicious.
I can't wait for you. I want to just come in a little bit. Listen, you know what? I could just eat nothing but bread.
Well, now, you know, I do that myself.
just good for you. He had it all for the building to show, it was out there, he had it all for me. I was still in that book, but he still let me show. He wouldn't tell me what he did, and I had to figure it out. What he did. But anyway, he finally decided, you know, and... But it was really just like pulling his... I know it was just like parting, you know, they were kissing me. They were, I know it. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't even see the baby took them away. Wouldn't hear. You shouldn't get that. And then she sent me this little suitcase. Gosh. Yeah, I said, you were just faking me. I don't know. Why she sent me a whole suitcase? I don't know whether it's a sweet cake or one of those jam cakes she makes. That's pretty good. I have a
future bag.
It's one of those special ones.
Don't you cut that.
Well, I sure am going to cut it. I think it needs a lot of wine on it or something.
Yep.
It looks like it's just come out of the oven. How much is that? I just can't put this together before I heat it.
I done it. Now, what kind of bread did you say it was?
Cheese. It's made with Swiss cheese. Sue Wood has been growing broccoli, and I have never been able to get that to eat broccoli. I've always liked it, but I never get it, got into it. This is the sweetest I ever ate. Have you ever grown it?
No, ma'am.
It's the sweetest I have ever eaten. And I don't put any salt on it. I don't put any, but put just salt and butter. And these salts are the best thing. And so, and you know, her broccoli is up this high, up waist high.
That's young Freddie's wife.
Uh-huh. 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 So yesterday, this morning, she said I could come over again. I went over there and I just couldn't stand it. It was so beautiful. And I thought, well, Lord,
can I help you?
No, I just had some stuff on in the oven. The best stuff. It doesn't have a good taste, actually.
Sure.
I can give you that. What do y'all drink? Y'all drink coffee at night?
Just anything, Miss.
No, tell me now. Tell me, I forget.
Well,
you drink coffee?
We do. We drink coffee.
You don't have to be old instant coffee.
Well, that's what we use.
Well, that's what I use. Tell you what, we'll, it's almost Christmas. We'll get the red cup for you.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
We got the kitchen and the kitchen floor. And I got a little bit more work to do on the porch, but we got that back porch, you know, that we seal in. It's got windows in it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you have.
It'll keep the cold off of it.
Well, okay. You know, my sister likes that. They can't get from up in Tennessee, they can't get but 5 gallons of gas at a time. And her car holds 20 gallons. And she says that she can't afford to let the car get out of gas. I mean, even get half tank. Every time she uses 5 gallons, then she runs around somewhere and tries to find a place she can buy 5 gallons. Mm-hmm.
Is that terrible?
It's a lot worse than it is here. And it hasn't hit us as bad yet.
But it's going to.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets to $1 a gallon,
I'm going to ride Marvin.
Well, I was just telling Marvin, I said, looks like they got him a gray horse, a white horse.
Let me tell you, I don't think it's right to put make the price go up so high that just the rich people can buy the gas.
I seen in the paper last night where I said the rich man was going to get richer and the poor man was going to get poorer. And I also heard here a few days ago where it said that this year a fuel oil shortage and gas shortage was all caused from the Watergate.
Well, I'm just not surprised. They just didn't have their mind on the business up there.
But they just trying to attract their attention from the Watergate and something else.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's really got us in there.
Well, it's going to put us in everybody else. We can't farm if we can't get.
Well, how can you?
Fuel all up for the truck.
How can anybody? He came home and he said Debbie was here. And Debbie said, I'm telling you, you would go off and leave us. And he said, well, I didn't intend to stay. And he came and he said, I don't want anything to eat the rest of the day. I'm not going to get any of that taste out of my mouth.
All the love.
Everything just hit him just right. Stayed up last night and washed the sink. He calls it washing dishes when he gets the dishes washed. He calls that washing dishes. And if I come over here and start fiddling around on the stove, you see like that, you know, people are trying to keep the sink. You'll say, I wash the dishes. You quit fiddling around. That's my friend. Folks get in the way. The whole point of this is that you can't let it get down in the water.
Can't let it get down in the water.
No, you just have to keep it above the water. I mean, the stem can get in.
Well, I miss my. And that's rough.
Mm-hmm. And that is good. Stuff like this, I never saw it like that before. And the leaves are very big, and it comes up in this little stalk, and then you just break the stalk off. You know, like that, break the stalk off, and then it grows another one. Golly, you'd be surprised how much she gets each one of those little stalks. She really done well. each one of those stocks down for them. She sells them for 6, 4 cents. It'd be about 12 cents a stock. Just each one of those stocks. Three stocks. Three cents. So now she sells them. Three of those small stocks. So she sells them for 40 cents. And the store they sell. There, and the store sitting in the time. You know how guy likes the sweet potatoes? I don't like them that way, but he doesn't. He wanted me to cook them like this. He likes them just boiled in their jacket. And he doesn't want anything. He just wants to eat them this way. So that's what I'm doing. You know, he takes the jacket back.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want spices in them, he doesn't want pie made out of them, he doesn't want anything. I'm not that fond of them. He loves them. Oh. Okay. I have no clue. Did you make very many? Did you make many sweet potatoes? No, it was a sad thing. Coleman came over here, and he wouldn't even come back and do them. He said they were just weren't worth it.
Oh, he also did the potatoes?
He helped.
Well,
and
they
just looked, just he showed us how to do it.
Don't you reckon it's because it was so dry?
I don't know. His didn't do any good either. We just look. See, this little, this is all this. He wouldn't even come over and look at them.
He just looks strange.
And there's a few little ones over there. Yeah, you know, that's, you know, just a little few little old mother. And the vines with Mary were the biggest things, and that was it. And we had plenty of rain to start with. I just don't know.
You know, I just love cauliflower cooked with garden cabbage.
I never have done that. Cooked cauliflower with cabbage?
Yes, ma'am.
Never.
That is delicious.
Never have done that. You sure look good. You feel pretty good?
Pretty good. I've had some trouble with my legs. And I went to the doctor. They just burnt me up. My legs.
Burnt
me up, and I couldn't get a cool place enough in the bed at night to sleep. And I went down to Dr. Gibney for him to check my blood, and I told him, I said, Dr. Gibney, my legs just burns me up. I said, I can't even find a cool enough place to put them at night so I can go to sleep. He says, it's poor circulation.
Oh.
And he asked Martha, he says, you can put your hand on her leg and it's plumb cold. He said, that's right. He said, poor circulation. So he gave me some medicine.
If he's not a person, why don't I go to him?
Hey, I just tell you, I don't know what in the world I'd do if it weren't for him.
Well, I'll be doggone, I don't even, Miss Mary.
You know, you don't have to sit down and look at your table. And examine.
Oh, that is something. That would be something I like to do.
Like any other doctor. He just knows.
Well, I'll tell you, that'd be a great one.
Well, I was even scared to tell him.
You were?
I was afraid he'd tell me I had a cancer or bad kidney trouble or something like that.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you got poor circulation. In your legs.
So he did something about it.
That's right. He gave me some medicine and fixed me up.
And they burned.
Oh, yes, ma'am, they sure would. And I'd be so sore I couldn't hardly walk. And my feet hurt me.
Oh, Miss Daisy is... Daisy is... I just tell you, we did... You know, she couldn't get food stamps. And she was always... She didn't have enough money. How she spends her check, I don't... Well, I know she doesn't spend it, they get it, her family next door just come over to help and set. Well, she just didn't have any money, and she didn't, they wouldn't give her any food. So I said, Daisy, don't you have any food stamps? No, she went down and tried to get them and couldn't get them. She went down to eat them. They didn't have to do it. See, she's not on welfare, she's on Social Security. So they don't just send it out to her. So I went down, spent a half a day at the place down there. Finally got all the blanks, and then I got them all filled out for her, and then Daddy went down and spent another couple of hours, and finally she got her food stamps. Well, bless her heart, she can't remember where she put them, and she knew she was going to have them. She can't. She's so, you know, stopped by sometimes. She can hardly walk. And she, so we have a hard, Daddy and I together, we said, put these in your Bible. And she gets her money, and she puts a little bag here, a little bag here, a little bag here, and never remembers where it is. And of course, I'm sure those grandchildren come over and just steal it.
Oh, sure.
They just take it off. So she never knows whether she's got any money or not. So, but anyway, she's getting $42 worth of stamps for $16. And she doesn't spend more than that for her food. She doesn't spend $40 for her food. She ought to, but she doesn't. I bought her meat for her. And, but she's so cute, she'll say, I just can't remember where I put my stamps. And finally, I've gotten her to put them in a certain place. And, if somebody sees me, they disappear, I can't help it. But, she can hardly get to the door. What made me think about it was her knees for circulation and arthritis. So finally I said, if you take some aspirin, it'll help. And that's what she's doing now. She's taking aspirin. But she's just as cute as she ever was.
You know, Woody come over to the house one day and wanted us to take Annie down to Dr. Daly.
Oh.
And she's always used Dr. Strange. Well, Dr. Strange is out of commission.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, Woodard, I said, I hate to attend to your business, but I said, why don't you let's take her down with Dr. Gibney? And she was really down in the dumps. She was hurting all over, and she kind of made up her mind, and she had cancer.
just cut right out of Sue Woods' garden, Marvin, is it legal?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And if we want some more, it'll take 10 minutes to cook it, and we'll just cook broccoli all night.
Yeah, good enough. Yeah. Well, you know this chicken has some taste to it. The chicken is different.
Mm-hmm. Now you have to fill up on broccoli and chicken. Mm-mm.
That's what you say. Yeah, there are sweet potatoes over there.
Got some potatoes.
You wait until you see them.
Them things are kind of hard to find.
How about some bread?
No, thank you. You know everything that you made it.
Okay. Mm-mm. Marvin, help us up the chicken. That's your chicken. I've got mine over here.
You're right.
My chicken.
You have some milk?
No, thank you.
Want some sugar?
No, thank
you.
You just take it like it comes?
I just take it straight. Sometimes I put a little cream of coffee mate. Sometimes I don't.
That's
this. And this is one of the times I don't, so.
I use that coffee powder. I mean cream powder.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it.
You don't?
No. I tell you what I like the best. It's a little can of pet milk we used to
use. But you know, I got used to that. I think it's that powdered stuff. It's called Coffee Mate by Coronation. I got used to that, and I like it.
Yeah.
Then you can't eat the wings.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite
part. Maybe I just got the wrong thought. Don't you know, in the little Greasy Spoon restaurants, that's all they ever had.
Oh, yeah.
That pet milk, little can of pet milk for the coffee. You never went in with them. You never went in with them.
No, I don't think so.
She's never been in one of them?
She's been in them.
You know what I like in them is breakfast.
As I look at them now, they was pretty good.
About the only time we got in the restaurant or anything, maybe we'd be in town, we'd go stop by one of them barbecue places and get us a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And go in. Most of the time it's that Fat Boys out on this side of town.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You had something you don't have at home tonight.
I'm going to put some more of that bread. That's good. Not like your biscuits.
It's delicious.
But
well,
you got plenty of it.
I have not.
Miss Miles eat some sweet potatoes.
Miss Mary?
She don't eat sweet potatoes.
She says they have a huge effect on her.
Yeah, they sure are. And you come on here and you eat some.
The only way they affect me, they just make me feel fine. I just live on it. Three meals a day. Except I get so big I couldn't get in the door.
Marvin, that's chicken.
I know.
One thing about chicken cooked like that, it can't be left over.
You know, a lot of people just like to stopping them little short over the places, because that meant when they were at home, they wouldn't have to cook. And, you know, I used to go into them, that's been a good while, and they would have good roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could just watch them slice it off, you see, with that butcher knife. And it wasn't scarce.
But now, you go into a restaurant where you just about sit there and starve to death before you can get waited on.
That is a
And if you get five of those beef, it's sliced with one of those
mm-hmm.
machines like you all got.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more sliced than meat. In my opinion.
I want you to grow some broccoli balls.
Some broccoli.
I've never grown any broccoli.
I have to try it. In Sue's garden, it's up that high.
Just like college.
Do you, I just wonder, do you transplant it or?
I don't know. But I never saw this broccoli in my life. And then you just cut off those little blooms up there, you know, like the broccoli and the pods, and they come back. And the cold weather doesn't hurt it.
Hmm.
Well, that's something.
That freeze there the other night didn't bother at all. Marvin,
good.
Happy Sap of Chicken.
That's some. I'm eating chicken.
Miss Mary, get you some chicken. You can't survive on a wing.
Mm-hmm. I just...
My great mistake out here. If I had just put in a good garden and just let all them cows go, I'd be way ahead.
Molly,
I need some more. I'm getting a little fine.
Well, you just have to have no room for it. We can't leave it.
I did plenty.
Not this broccoli, right?
No, it's good. That's real good.
See, Miss Mary, he likes it.
Don't give me any more, Miss Mary.
Just a spoonful around.
No, you know, them cows, just as soon as spring opens up, you just have to start the figuring right then what you're going to do and how you're going to do to come through the next winter.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you work all the summer to carry them through the next winter.
That's right.
And spend everything that you make out of them.
Miss Malls, I thank you.
Yes, you can.
Very much.
Yes.
Just let me have a piece of this.
It's just a thin little piece.
Marvin, the rest of it's yours.
Oh, no.
Yep.
She just give me mine right here.
Well, I ate a great big plate of broccoli.
Excuse me.
Well, I forgot the weather.
Well, you know what it is when it gets in anyway. So.
You won't miss it, Mr. Miles, if it comes around.
There's no way I can miss it, is it?
No, you know, they don't always know anyway. Gainesville's supposed to been 32 this morning, and I imagine it was around 45. It was warm this morning.
It sure was. I didn't even have to put my heater on.
And you know, it's very seldom they ever go back and tell you how much they missed it.
That's right. No, they won't do that. If they do, they'll tell you that with a chain off yonder somewhere that brought it around. Well, you already know that.
Well, if they would just say that this is what they expected and this is what happened, that'd be all in us there.
Real good chicken.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to be good before you can cook it good, hasn't it?
I don't know about that. Now, chicken is chicken till it's cooked. And
well,
so many different ways you can cook it.
Don't you know they say like a piece of meat?
Except Miss Mary knows how to make it good.
Shucks.
Well, you do.
Well, Marvin, when you gonna have to come take Christmas with Miss Ma?
Why, sir?
You didn't see that fruit cake. You know what, Marvin?
Well, I hear you were making a
thing. Mine isn't anything like that.
Guy, I want you to have some of this bread.
Sure.
That's one some fancy too.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't get you any.
Well, that's a mistake, because that's what I planned to get. Now then, you didn't get you any.
I'm going to, though. That's good bread.
Where your ice cream bread come?
I don't know. It's just homemade bread.
Mm-hmm. If we had this seed every day, it wouldn't do, would it?
Wouldn't do.
Be so fat we couldn't walk.
Be so fat we wouldn't want to walk.
Marvin, have these chickens.
I've had plenty, thank you.
Couldn't have.
I have.
I used to hear him say, you know, that some people ate so well.
What?
They just didn't have an ambition. They just weren't good for anything. They like the food so well, that just satisfied them.
Well, I love to eat.
Were you not by yourself?
That really was delicious.
Well, I don't know what you did to those turnips. Guy says the best he ever ate.
Mm. Oh, it was a good time, see.
But I didn't think they were so good. The roots was too old.
I didn't notice that at all.
You know, I don't know what's wrong. I just made a failure on the garden this year. A complete failure.
The last year did it.
Well, I don't know. It come up sorry and it did. It just wouldn't grow.
Isn't that something?
And
that sure is good growth.
I fertilized.
That's
it.
Better than cake.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
This bread.
What is that bread?
I don't know. Fanny's just been making it, and everybody likes it. So. You fertilize?
Yes, ma'am. I fertilize and been doing good.
We were talking about that last night, and I said maybe you needed to fertilize it. And he said I did, and I remember now.
I fertilized it twice.
To fertilize that.
And
it just set right
up. It come
up
and it burned, and now I've watered, and it still burned. It just wasn't right.
Well, there wasn't enough rain to raise a garden.
No, well, you know, I watered it quite a bit.
But
I had to be
with what rain you got, every now and then it rained enough to wet the ground.
Well, that was a good supper. It's delicious.
We're celebrating. I hadn't seen this. I like a new one every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one of the little thin ones.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. But at least it's nice and clean.
Have you had your medicine today? The kind you...
No, sir. Oh, yes.
Yes, she takes that every day. She has to have it.
No, I don't have to have it,
you
but
do
I think...
You do, it's one kind that you got to have once a day.
You're talking about my cotton liver oil.
I'm talking, oh, is that what you're talking about? Oh, you, that pneumonia medicine. Flu medicine. Is that what you're talking about, that cotton liver oil?
No, I didn't get that. Is that?
That's what I take it for, to ward off colds.
And flu. And pneumonia?
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know that.
Now, I may have it anyway, but then...
How about some hot
well...
Some hot coffee?
No, thank you. I have been. You want some more coffee?
Yeah, he does.
There's no real old lady one time told me that anybody should about once a month take some Vaseline salve, a pill of it about the size of a pea, so it lubricates your inside.
Well, a man told me one time that if I'd take a dose of cod liver oil every day, I wouldn't be worried with rheumatism.
But she also said if you're taking a more than a pill of that Vaseline, that it would knock you out. Well, I never did think Vaseline had anything in it, you know, like a dope or something like that. It would knock you out for a while. She said it would, and she's a pretty good old doctor woman. I mean, she wasn't a doctor, but she knew her way around.
Well, that cod liver oil, now, you don't have the kind that tastes bad.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes
like a fish.
Like fish. I got to where I like it pretty good.
And you smell it.
Oh, yeah. You smell it.
Well, now you just hold your nose, you wouldn't.
Well, that don't bother me, you know.
Put a little spit on your nose. I had rather take that than to have the flu. I may have it as it
well,
is.
You know, I don't mind taking it. I take a teaspoonful every morning.
I may have the flu.
But the way I do that.
But they say that it wards it off, helps ward it off.
I sit down and I drink one cup of coffee. Then I'll get up and take my cod liver oil, and then I'll drink another cup of coffee.
Miss Moss, please, sit down and don't you cut
you
that cake.
I'm gonna cut this cake, but I know you don't like fruit cake, but I'm gonna cut it.
Why
am I not gonna cut it? It's what it's for. I'm gonna give you a cookie.
Gonna do what?
I'm gonna give you a cookie. No,
ma'am, I don't care for anything. Yeah, I've ate so much.
I
have
salt
as
a cookie.
Well, I don't know. I let up on my eating, you see, my hand right here. If I got an excuse to eat a little bit, I'll eat. That's bad, isn't it?
Oh, what a cake.
That's a bad one.
And if I go over there to their house, you see, I'm making a cake, and I've been always eating.
That one's got some raisins, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know I can't buy raisins.
We couldn't find any raisins. We've been trying for a month about it.
Well, really? What do you think has happened?
I don't know. They just say there wasn't any grapes made. Not that many. And all the wine people bought them. Bought all the grapes, you know, for making wine.
Oh, yeah.
This is Christmas.
Well, what would you do?
No.
What would you do with the raisins?
I want you to look at that.
You can't hardly make a fruit cake without raisins, can you?
Well, I did. I don't know what it's going to taste like, but I just couldn't get the raisins anywhere.
Yeah, we tried out just about all the every store in town. Not every store, but enough of them to know that we weren't going to get the raisins.
You use white raisins?
Raisins if I can get them.
Just any kind you can get, but we couldn't get any of any. Yeah. Oh.
She doesn't have any raisins in this. It's not that kind of cake. Yeah?
It hasn't got any raisins in it?
I don't think so. Marvin?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I hate to put it in that.
No,
mess.
That's fine. But you know,
don't cut me any, Ms. Miles. I'm gonna taste the Marvin. Really, I don't ever eat any when I bake one. I don't even eat a bite of it. I told him I was gonna cook me a coconut cake for Christmas.
I heard you say you didn't like.
Oh yeah.
She likes coconut cake or pound cake.
Are you going to get the coconut?
I done got it.
She uses fresh coconut. Just get one and break it up. Mm-hmm. Grate it up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Anybody likes fruitcake, that's just a dandy.
My sister knows that I like a cake that's got this kind of fruit in it. You know, especially.
Well, now you were cutting up those cherries. That's your idea.
Just lift that thing.
I know it.
Well, I guess all fruit cakes are that big, but I never saw such a big one.
I know they did.
God. I knew that box had something in it. You sure you won't?
No, ma'am.
I've got the best cookies in here.
I wouldn't care for any. I've ate so much. Now, if y'all would take a piece of that chicken and eat it with your fruitcake.
Well, it's a shame to have to throw that chicken out.
No.
I wouldn't do it. You can wrap it up, Miss Miles, in a piece of paper and warm it over.
Won't be good. Well,
I know it's
not good. I never can make it pure.
Take a piece of that foil on and wrap it up?
Yeah.
No.
No, no. Warm it up right in the foil.
Oh.
In the foil?
Mm-hmm.
Just stick it
mm-hmm.
in the stove.
Just
in
like
the foil.
It's wrapped up.
Put it out?
Take, mm-hmm. When it gets good and hot, take it out and eat it just as it's not dry. Just
notice, I've got a clean plate. Nobody else has.
Mm.
Good.
Well,
I can say one thing. That's about the best I ever tasted.
Perhaps some more.
No thanks.
Have a little peace of mind.
No, thank you.
Give her a piece of yours, please.
No. She offered me a piece before she, I wouldn't care for it. She won't even have. I'll show her one of these cookies. She might eat it. No, I wouldn't care for one. What all do you reckon that's got in it? Well?
What is that stuff there that you see the most now?
That's pineapple. It's all like fruit. It's a nut. It's a nut cake is what it's called. Fruit nut cake.
Got pineapple and
pineapple and cherries and nuts.
Pecans.
And you know, I believe that's all it's got in it, Marvin. Now look, isn't that a raisin?
Yes, ma'am.
There's some raisins in
it. It looks
I see
to me like it's got some raisins.
There's one.
That's
right
a raisin
here.
Right
that's
there.
That's
one
right
mm-hmm.
there.
Right here is one.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
aren't they little?
Yeah. That's a raisin.
Sure.
Do you like raisins just to eat them, or are you just...
Yes, sir, I like to eat them.
You know, it's been a long time since I just had them. Don't you know, we used to get them with a box, mm-hmm. pound a box or something like that, and we just chew on them.
Mm-hmm.
Get a handful of them and eat it like popcorn.
That's right.
And good for you.
Iron.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was in service, they used to give them to me. Care on hikes to eat.
Yeah, little penny boxes.
Well, no, they'd give me some out of the kitchen in the paper sack.
Yeah.
They'd get them there by the keg, by the box, I mean.
Yeah.
And that would
that was that was the hospital's orders that I eat so many raisins a day for. So maybe a couple of months or something.
Oh,
build my blood.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's just
pineapple.
Mm. Layers and layers of pineapple.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what that was.
That's what makes it so good. That candied pineapple.
It's all fruit.
That's right.
Me think I'm sort of cheating. I haven't done a thing. I haven't made anything good. I tell you what I did. I toasted some bread. And I've been toasting it out the other day. I toasted two or three loaves at one time. You know, just got it ready to toast. They have this on the television the other night. That if you use your oven, you ought to have an oven meal, have more than one thing in it. I don't know how you arrange that, but I got thinking about it, and I thought to myself, well, that does take a lot of electricity. See, I just got one little platter, cookie platter. And if I had two or three of them, you see, I could do it all at one time. And you know, I don't know what came over me, but I took the cookie platter, and I didn't put it in the oven out there, I put it on this stove here. And you know, the first thing I knew, that cookie platter was so hot, I couldn't pick it up. And I didn't have a big fire. And the first thing I knew, that toast, that bread, that toast, it dried out. Well, Well, I thought I'd be smart, and I got out some of this old paper.
Aluminum
foil. I put it on there. It wouldn't work. For one thing, it's sweated.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
you're not
holds
supposed
its
to put anything on your kerosene heater like that, Mr. Moss. You're not supposed to put anything on your kerosene heater like that. Is the top open?
No,
No, you're not supposed to do that.
It's supposed to pull this air down in there, but there's no fumes comes out of there.
That might would cause it to have a combustion or something, though. I'm scared.
It's not supposed to be covered.
They always told me not to put nothing on my heater, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I never did. Unless it was just a little cup of water.
Yeah. Well, that's where Miss Daisy is ahead of it, isn't she? Isn't it? Because she got that little wood heater. I tell you, people that have got them, well, you got a wood stove.
Yeah, but I've almost not got one. It's burnt up.
You can always put a brick in
it. Me and Marvin went in there and cleaned it out last night. And it is just burned up.
Burn out inside. Well, you know, used to a long time ago, you got a cook stove. It was a real long time ago. It was made out of iron. But the majority of them has got about a high steel.
Yeah.
It's not two-thirds. And it'll warp and twist and rust.
Yeah. Yeah. Just plain old iron, old what do we call it? That's all you needed.
Yeah, old cast iron.
Cast iron.
You know, most of the stoves was cast. That's all it was. There's no steel in them.
Yeah.
This old black cast iron.
If you took out them and cleaned them up when you got through with them, they wouldn't rust out.
Well, you could oil the top of them once in a while and you had it made.
You want some coffee, Mom?
No, thank you. I've had it plenty.
Now, this.
Everything was so good.
This cod liver oil. It keeps off the cold.
That's what they say. I know that, you know, you used to give it to babies.
We don't need all this limitation.
Well, it's got all these vitamins and things in it.
Do you want the overhead?
No,
I've
got all mine.
Well, I can see just as well without all that.
Miss Miles, you've gained some weight, haven't you?
I hope so. I haven't thought.
Well, you have.
Well, of course, Guy's been feeding me good breakfast.
Does he get up and fix your breakfast?
I'm the breakfast man.
You hear that? You must get up and
fix
my
your
breakfast
coffee
and bring
every
it in
morning.
The room.
No, I ain't going to do that. Not without you say. I'll do it if you sit and can't get up.
I tell you what.
I'll see if I can't have you to bring it in. You bring my coffee in the front room
sometimes.
Miss Miles, he's got me a Christmas present. He's got it hid and I can't find it. Told him I was going out there and chunk his old hay out from under the shelf. I just haven't had time to do it.
Look around and see it might be under some of that hay.
That's what I think it is.
That'd be a long ways to look. I don't know.
It wouldn't be hard to throw it down, but it'd be a heck of a job for him to go and put it back.
I wouldn't do it.
What would you do about it?
Just turn the cows in and let them eat it.
Yeah. Well, they'd thank you for that.
Do you save your TV stamps? Or do you trade it Winn-Dixie?
Oh, not much. not much. I don't believe I'm
I got me two nice sheets today with them.
Oh, really?
And they're the kind, they pink, the color. You don't have to iron them.
Uh-huh.
They're wrinkle free.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind to get.
Well, they claim them stamps are free, but then you pay for them.
Okay.
They pay for
but
them.
You have to buy groceries and they give
yeah,
them to
well,
you, so why not take them?
Well, they added to the price. Of course, you go where they don't get them, and the price of groceries is just as high. So.
You know, we went into Moss Brothers. I wanted to buy me a Christmas tablecloth. And we had to come downstairs to get it, and coming out, they had a dog about that high. He was just the most beautiful thing, you know, just a
ceramic deal.
A ceramic. Now, what you reckon they wanted for it? $140.
Good Lord.
And didn't even have a leash on it. Think that Lisa would have put him on the leash.
He was really
money.
Pretty. He looked just like a dog. He'd have been pretty sitting up in the front room.
Oh, you keep him in the house?
Oh, he's just a toy, you know, a ceramic.
Yeah. You wouldn't put it outside?
Oh, no, I'd keep it in the house. $140.
Well, you could get a live dog for that, couldn't you?
Oh,
well,
I
about three or four of them, I can get a live dog for nothing. Just wait till next spring, they'll turn them loose like that.
Where was that?
At Moss Brothers.
Yeah, you told me. You said I forgot. Well, they have so many things there. It's just dangerous to walk along in there.
It is. It sure is.
Faye, get that flashlight and show it to Marvin. I looked for it the other night. Yes, the other day, and I didn't know where
there's
you
something
were.
Something I got to buy me one of these days.
We sure do need one.
Yeah, and you know the one that I've got?
Yeah.
I've got to take it back.
It's on.
It won't turn on.
Well, don't get it if it won't turn on.
I just want to show it to Marvin.
Well, don't give it to him if it won't turn on.
Well, let him see it. Let it.
Well, maybe I don't know how.
Well, you turned the oven on, didn't you?
Yeah.
Let him look at it.
Maybe it's like the heater, first heater we got. We got one we could turn it on, but we couldn't turn it off. Tall man, he said, well, it ain't supposed to go out time you turn it off. I said, well, it ain't supposed to burn 48, 56 hours after you turn it off, is it? No, I said, he said, it sure ain't. I said, well, you better come out here and do something to it. It wouldn't turn off. It wouldn't turn out. It wouldn't go out. Just burn right up. You'd turn it off and it'd burn right up.
And is that the new one?
That was one the new one before we got this new one. See, we had bought one and it wouldn't work properly, so we did just come and got it.
That's where they ought to do it.
It was faulty.
And yeah, that's the way they ought to do it. Instead of just keeping you, taking with the repairman off.
I had a man come up then, jangled around with it. Said it was all right. Said it'd go out, but it did. It wouldn't.
McMahon, you haven't got anything.
Yes, Mary. Look, we're gonna talk. We're not gonna wash dishes.
Oh,
she told me, I bought a couple the other day down there and tried them, and they worked beautifully. And this one was given to me. Wait a minute, I'll show you this one. Because I have to take it back. And she said that if they've had only just one or two that didn't make contact. This is one of those that the astronauts use.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And it's those just a twist.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them?
I haven't seen them, but I know what's wrong.
What's wrong?
It's like you say, it's not making a contact. That bed's supposed to come down in turn.
And she said, just bring it back and they'd exchange it.
It's supposed to just twist like that there. And when that twist is, see, right there, it pushes that switch in. Right there, see, and that switch turns on, see that?
Well, I bought a drinking bird. You know, yeah. He's got great big feet.
That's right. That's
and he and he's got a little hat on his head. And you duck his head in the water, and he just keeps on drinking, you know. And got him home, and I decided I'd open the thing and look at it, and he didn't have but 1 foot. So I had to get that thing back and trade him in.
Well, I've been on.
You've seen them drinking birds, haven't
there
you?
There it goes.
Yeah. How big was he?
Oh, he's about that long.
You want to put him in the
face? I didn't mean to do
here.
That.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Is that the way it's supposed to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right enough.
I'm telling you that there Mormon
town. And what did you do to it?
Just turned it.
Well, that switch was stuck on it.
Well, that saved me as well.
Well, it might stick again. You don't know. Might try it two or three times, you know, and see.
Well, sure. What you done?
That's bright, ain't it?
I told him to show you.
Bright as a
thought. What
are
you
doing? Well,
now, is that as bright as it is? Yeah, I'd be as bright as it is.
Now, it'll
that's
go.
Bright enough.
It's supposed to last for 5 years.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. No charge battery. Look, it reads what it says.
Well, look at that. Brighter up there.
Yeah. The further you get, the brighter it gets.
Looks like it's getting brighter for you.
Yeah. Well, Brenda said that the friend Stephens who had one of them, but it's so cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to go for 5 years. Chroma, I can 5 year light, CHRO, I can't pronounce it.
Chrome alloy,
that's right, that's what it is.
Chrome alloy.
Mm-hmm.
Chrome alloy, but they put it all in one word.
Mm-hmm.
So they should call it something else.
Chromalloy, that's what it's
called. What
does
she call it, babe? Chromalloy?
I don't remember.
Corporate family of creative companies.
But that shouldn't weaken down, should it?
No. And it says that no matter what, even if it goes without any turning on for all these months, it won't run the battery and it won't give out.
Well, that's nice.
So, we'll let you know.
There's no way for the switch to come on itself. You gotta switch it.
He remembered it because they have it at Moss's. They have them at Moss's.
Well, that's all about the table, sir.
Hey, is this your
toothbrush?
No. Anyway, that may be the one that I watched.
Electronic division. Chrome alloy.
not yours, is it?
It was under the table fall.
I'm all right. Thing was made in Hollywood, Florida. Made right here in this state.
Right here in the state
of Florida. The state of Florida.
Yeah.
Well, Robin, I want you to get up here and I want you to look at me.
What?
I want him to look at your
I know, I see it.
Well, now, I got me a stainless steel kitchen sink. How long is it, Marvin?
Well, it's the one you got. Yeah, about 10 feet long.
And Curtis
it's
said
a countertop
right for Christmas, he'd have 3 or 4 days off, and him and Marvin would fix it for me. But, I don't know, I'm kind of afraid for them to mess with it.
You mean you got a stainless steel sink?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. King,
Wash your hands and get this.
Get something useful.
No, he's going to pick up potatoes. That didn't do that. Wash your hands and put this on.
Oh, I don't ever use any lotion. It don't do my whole hand any good.
He is it. And I'll sit right here.
What you gonna do?
Well, Marvin might want some more coffee.
Oh, no, no, I've had plenty of coffee. Try and see if it'll turn on. You might need to take it back here.
End of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of Visit Marvin, Miss Mary. This Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of Visit Marvin, Miss Mary. This Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. End of Channel 1 Right and the continuation of Visit with Marvin and Miss Merritt this Wednesday, the 19th of December, 73.